best summer experience. The sun had already set. Its colors transformed from bright yellows and oranges to cool purples and warm reds. I had 5 missed calls and that my mother had sent me because she worried that it was too late, even though my friends lived 3 minutes away. I called her back, but my phone died halfway through the call. It was a nice, warm summer day, and the sun was far from setting since the days lasted about 16 hours. The wind was so perfect since it combined with the hot sun and created a perfect intermediate of cool and warm. I had almost arrived at my friend's house for the first time ever. I wonder if I had brought all the necessary items for the day ahead of me. When I arrived, no one was outside, so I pulled out my phone that was so broken it could barely make calls. So I called him, asking where. He, and not even 2 seconds later, I heard a loud yell from the backyard telling me to enter. It was obviously him, so I walked over to the large, washed-up, dark brown fence that was intimidating but protective. After he opened the fence, I saw the enormous pool in the ground that was so blue it made Powerade look like water. He then told me to put my stuff down. I asked if I needed to change into a bathing suit. I said no because I was already wearing it. I didn't know his family would be joining us later, but our friends from school would arrive shortly. Everyone else had arrived and it began. All the races, noodle fights, and the fun in the pool. I remember winning one race against the fastest swimmer because he had got a bad jump off the wall. I have never had a day like this. This one would be like this until then. More and more friends arrived until there had been more than 15 of us in this large pool. Some people I had thought differently before. I saw them differently before today because my friend had people I don't usually talk to. The food that my friend's family made was better than any Asian restaurant I have ever been to. The thin noodles that accompanied the sweet chicken was not like any ordinary noodles. They were so fulfilling and flavorful that it felt like they melted in my mouth. I needed more, but I limited myself because I didn't want to be full just in case there was something else to eat. And after waiting a little, I jumped back into the pool. The sun was still so bright that the water felt warm around the whole pool. My friend who was hosting the party decided to bring out the hose. At first, he wanted the pool to cool down, so he put on the cold water, but he wanted to have more fun by pointing the hose at us. After that, his mother came outside and started to yell at him, which was funny for me and the others, but not for him. Since he felt embarrassed, he decided to get out and sit for a while until he jumped in and almost splashed the speaker that was about 15 feet away. The splash was huge that went over his tall brown fence and surrounded the entire backyard. By 6 in the afternoon, the sun was still shining, but we were done in the pool. We decided to go to our elementary school that surprisingly still had the basketball hoops up even though it was summer. When we arrived to the school, we started to shoot threes to warm up a little bit. When we were warmed up, we started by playing 3v3 on 2 courts, and the winners would play each other. My team won the first match. My team lost the last game because we weren't as tall as strong as the other team. When we arrived back at my friend's house, we had a little more food, and then I left because I saw my mother's missed calls. The sun had already settled. Its colors transformed from bright yellows and oranges to cool purples and warm reds. I had missed 5 calls that my mother sent me because she worried that it was too late, even though my friend lived 3 minutes away. I called her back, but my phone died halfway through the call. When I got home, she was very mad at me and didn't let me leave the house for the weekend, but it was all worth it.